All right, Lars Lindstrom, your riders are all gone. Sad. Man, what a day. Just because, I mean, I'm having these stupid podcast shows talking about Jet, 3 weeks on the bike. Hey, like, let's get a top five. He'll get better at Dallas. He'll be better at Vegas. And he wins the stupid thing. It's incredible. Great work.
Even top experts like Jason Thomas and Jason Wygant, they did not believe he could win.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah, no. No, to be fair, I mean, earlier this morning, I saw a UFO fly away after dropping off Jet Lawrence.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's just from another planet.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the pass he made on Eli, unbelievable. Yeah. I can't wait to watch the race again, you know, on TV because, you know, watching it from the tower is, yep. You don't see it all, but around the outside there and then into the sand was badass.
It's phenomenal because you look at, he had the same injury that Eli did, same injury that Coop did. They came back with more time, kind of worked into it. They were not where they were, you know, and Jet's just like, yeah, maybe he wasn't where he was, but he was good enough to win still.
Yeah. I think when he got injured too, at first it was going to be, maybe seemed like he was just going to get like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks off of like just hanging out kind of. Yeah. But they hit it pretty hard after surgery about physical therapy, worked with Johnny O, and then they had a plan. So he didn't, like, get any time off. He worked hard those first few weeks. And I think that's why he was able to come back so quickly. His hand, like, didn't even hurt, like, the first day he rode, or, like, the second day he rode or whatever it was. So that is, at least it says that, you know. So that's why he's got the whole thumb good. Like a caveman. Yeah. As a Doc G, is like, wait, how's your thumb? He's like, is it okay?
Yeah.
Thumb good. So that's all he responds with.
I mean, even if he had just gotten second behind Eli, who rode great, it would have been a great race, you know. And then to pull out late in the race, like, okay, one of the things I thought about was, hey, the second half he's going to struggle a little bit with fitness. No, his fastest time was whatever, you know, 5 laps from the end or something. Like, yeah,
I know. And I think that like I said, the training he did after that was because he kind of lost some fitness, is what their theory was, after hang time, because he couldn't train, so it's cardio and stuff. So he's able to do cardio and all that. But yeah, I mean, it's nothing replaces the racing.
No.
And it's not easy for a lot of people, and he makes it look easy. And it was super cool to have Eli ride at that level again and have them battle. And then, he was pushing him right to the end, right? So it was a show for the fans. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, we hadn't seen too many Jet-Eli battles. There was one in that one main where Eli led 12 laps or something, but then Jet pulled away. But other than that, we hadn't really seen those. Did you chase bike setup all day? How was that? Was it running around? Were you listening to bitching and moaning, or how was it?
No, it was actually pretty good. I'm unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know whichever way I should look at it. I have, especially today, it was like Anaheim 1. Like, we have our main office is in Alpharetta for our Power Sports and Products. So there's a lot of people here from there. A lot of people from our apparel sponsor, True Timber, were here because they're in North Carolina. So I don't really get to pay attention to the bike settings as much. I know you got 4 guys. But the little that I did, not a lot of changes today. I mean, they made some changes from yesterday that specifically like a shock change, I think, with Jet that they ended up putting into Hunter's today. And it was a big improvement. But other than that, I don't think it was a lot.
Hunter, good one. Good first one. Second one, you know, not as good a little bit. What was his thoughts?
I didn't really get to have a good one-on-one with Hunter because we were at the press conference after, and then we got back and they had a flight that they were trying to catch. But I think those guys, Eli was so aggressive the first lap getting by those guys. The same with Chase and Kenny, that when it shuffled Hunter back, I don't think he ever really had the aggression he needed to get back by. But I did not hear if it was anything to do with like the last national when he ran out of energy or if it just was not. You know, he wasn't able to get that flow going or whatever. So,
And Joe was good. Yeah, Joe was all right. I mean, because you were not sure he was going to race 100%.
Yeah, I mean, the first time he rode since breaking his collarbone was last Friday or something. And, I mean, he's like today is 4 weeks since he broke his collarbone. I mean, I know guys ride with the collarbones after a week, but it's still pretty gnarly. And so I'm really proud of him, actually, because, he had to kind of grit and bear it and bear it. Grin and bear it? Yeah.
Grin and Barrett.
Yeah, Grin and Barrett. show that he had some fight and some toughness, you know, and he did that.
One pass away from making a podium, right?
So. Yeah. It would have been nice for him to get Bomer there and get that. Really stoked that he's back and hopefully he can keep, you know, improving in the series.
I talked to Hymus. Bad day for him. We'll regroup. We got 7 days, so.
Yeah.
And you were a little late on the button today?
Was I?
Yeah, I mean, Eli, Jay Coop.
No, no, dude. We hole shotted that left side, and then but the other guys were on the other side, and that
swept it.
They were, yeah. I guess they kind of swept it. I would, maybe it wasn't as close as it looked, but when
I was 8 miles away, so I need to probably watch it again.
I was right there in the tower, but when they were coming out, because they were on the left start, Eli and Jay Cooper on the right, at least in the second race. And they, I think it was both. And Jay Cooper had the hole shot right, and it looked like him and Hunter were like right there, or maybe Jed. I mean, were right. It was looked really close, but that line just swept better. And if they were a little bit ahead, it was just you're going to get the start off that side. So
a good team manager would have noticed that the sweeping was the preferred way around it.
There was it actually wasn't super clear in all the fake starts that they did. It was like for the first couple, it was clear it was the faster was on the right where you could sweep it, and then there was two or three of them that were on the other side. So really, it was pretty even. And I think they just felt more comfortable doing left turns with being a break and do the whole deal. So,
second year of SMX. So, where are you at with this series and this thing and all of this?
I think it's pretty cool. I like that it's different two moto format for a supercross, but you still get the 25 or whatever all this stuff. Last year, I remember being here and being like really smoked from the season. We just had it like an epic season too, and so it just kind of emotionally and physically obviously took it like everything out. I'm a little less, maybe because I'm just prepared for what it's going to be like. But yeah, it's a lot. I think I said the exact same thing last year, right? If we just had a little couple less races so we could be doing this at the end of August and finishing up in early September, it would be nice for everyone. I think everyone's kind of voiced their opinion on that, and hopefully in the future we can make something like that happen.
Good luck, I think, but I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I like everybody in charge in both all the series. I think everybody communicates well, and I have hope. So we'll see.
Thanks, Arf.
Yeah.